Somebody once wrote, hell is the impossibility of reason. That's what this place feels like, hell. I hate it already, and it's only been a few hours. I'm so tired. We get up at 5 a.m.
At first, I thought they'd handed me the wrong dossier. I couldn't believe they wanted this man dead. Third generation West Point, top of his class, Korea, airborne, about 1,000 decorations, etc., etc.
I loved you in Wall Street!
Satellite reconnaissance indicates an enemy patrol boat has changed course and is heading for our people.
Send the alert.
Hello, Lucky. Hello, Lucky. Report my signal. Report my signal. Over.
Hello, George Mike Walter, Strength 3. Over.
Recon reports Indians on the warpath in your area. Over.
Ain't no Indians around here. Over.
Do not take literally. Repeat. Do not take literally. The vultures are circling the carcass. Repeat. The vultures are circling the carcass. Over.
I see a couple of gulls, but I don't...
The pit bull is out of the cage. The Crips are raiding the liquor store.
Hey, you yanking my crank.
Today.
pain. Do I see a silhouette of somebody pointing something from a tree? Click bang, what a hang. Your daddy just shot for me. And I hear you say, as I fade away.
Hey, this is a private residence, man.
We'll be right back. wall, you can hear me coming down the hall. If I could just hear your pretty voice, I don't think I need to see at all. Don't think I need to see at all. Soft hair and a velvet tongue, I wanna give you what you give to me. And every breath that is in your lungs is a tiny little gift to me. It's a tiny little gift to me.
See you.
They're not from McDonald's, are they?
I don't think so.
What can I do for you?
5 I lose if I fall in love with you. I'm gonna wind up with the blues. Bet you 8 to 5 I lose. Eight to five I lose. If I take a chance with you, and if my luck keeps holding true, the odds are 8 to 5 I lose. I've rolled the dice of love before. A broken heart to me is nothing new. I go to draw to an inside straight, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 to 5 I lose. If I fall in love with you, I'm gonna wind up with the blues. I bet you 8 to 5 I lose. I've rolled the dice of love before, and a broken heart to me is nothing new. I go to draw to an inside straight, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 to 5 I lose. I'm giving 8 to 5, I lose if I fall in love with you. If my love is holding true, bet you 8 to 5 I lose. Bet you 8 to 5 I lose. Give it 8 to 5 right over here.
No reason. I just like doing things like that. Thank you.
I have a problem, and I want to find out if it is my problem or your problem.
Joe, your business is your business. I have no interest or percentages from it. I'm out.
Good. And it's my problem.
Michael, you know Vincent Mancini? Sonny's boy.
How you doing, Mr. Corleone?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Good party.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I had to sneak in.
You dressed for it. So, what's the trouble between you and Mr. Joseph?
Just trouble. I'll take care of it.
It's foolish of you.
Foolish of me? Things a little foolish of this guy, don't you think? Right? Right!
Temper like his father. Vincent. Mr. Joe Zaza now owns what used to be the Corleone family business in New York. Out of the kindness of his heart, he gave you a job in his family. Contrary to my advice, you took the job. I offered you something better in the legitimate world. You turned me down. Now, you both come to me with this bad blood. And what do you expect me to do? Am I a gangster?
No, you're not a gangster.
And that was Papa's neighborhood, and now it's a sewer. Zaza runs it like a disgrace. That's what the women
tell. That's the past, Connie.
I earned that territory with my talent. The commission gave it to me, and you approved.
Yes.
Come on, I came to the party here. I'm not here to ask you for any kind of help. I could just kill this bastard. He's the one who needs the help.
So kill him. What does all this have to do with me?
Well, he's going on behind your back saying fuck Michael Corleone all the time. That's it. That's one thing it has to do with you, right? Say it to his face one time. Say it to his face one time.
Mr. Corleone, all bastards are liars. Shakespeare wrote poems about
it. What am I going to do with this guy? What am I going to do with this guy?
Joey, if there's some guy running around this city saying fuck Michael Corleone, what do we do with a piece of shit like that? He's a fucking dog. No.
Yes, it's true. If anyone would say such a thing, they would not be a friend, they would be a dog.
My interests don't conflict with Mr. Joe Zaza's.
Oh, you don't know how much your interests conflict with Mr. Joe Zaza's, Uncle Michael.
Quiet, Vincent. He needs your support, Michael.
Don't let me work for this guy no more, Uncle Mike. Let me come work for you.
For me?
Yeah.
That's what? Tough guy? I don't need tough guys. I need more lawyers. Since we have no conflicts, no debts, I accept your tribute. I wish you well. Vincent, make your peace with Mr. Joseph. Come on.
Bastardo.
Vinny, for Christ's sake, what the hell's the matter with you? Get him out of here.
Uncle Mike, I told you it wasn't the right time for this thing. Right here, Uncle Mike, listen, I know you're into banks and Wall Street, but everyone knows you're the final word. You're like the Supreme Court. All I want to do is protect you from these guys, and your lawyers can't do that.
And you can.
Yeah, I can do that.
And why should I be afraid of Joe's house?
Oh, he knows you're stopping him from rising up in the commission, Uncle Mike. I said we make him dead. You give me the order, I'll take care of it.
You take care of it?
Yeah.
Maybe you should come with me for a few weeks. See what happens.
Okay.
See if you learn. And we'll talk about your future.
I won't let you down.
Right.
Told you about him? You told the cops he was from Buffalo?
Hey, man, take off your glasses. I thought that was you, man. You almost got busted. I did get busted. I lost my whole investment because of you. Vinny, what the hell is wrong with you, man? You know I'm a businessman. I got to work.
What?
You come inside here half hour late, and on top of all that, you gonna bring the goddamn cops with you, too?
What are you talking, cop? He ain't no cop.
That's Dirty Harry himself, man. What the fuck is wrong with you gonna bring him in here?
You calling me a cop?
You definitely a cop.
He ain't no cop. He's my nephew.
Well, the dude is definitely bad luck. I don't know what he is to you. He's bad luck to me.
Bad luck? I'll fucking tell you it's bad luck. My friend's in a prison body shop fixing all the cars that he smashed that day because you had to fuck around. This guy's a fucking clown.
Hey, wait a second.
What the fucking cop?
I'm checking you for a wire, man. You ain't no cop.
Fucking
head. Oh, why can't I check you if he ain't a cop?
Oh,
if he ain't wired, why can't I
stop the boat?
Why can't I frisk
the
boat? Why can't
this bullshit?
Why won't he let me frisk him then?
Cut the bullshit.
Why can't I frisk him if he ain't got the wire?
Cut the bullshit, man. Look, I got 2,000 blank American Express cards right now, gold. You got the money? You want to do business or what?
I have the money and I do want to do business, but with you, I ain't doing nothing in front of this dude because this dude is a cop. I know when I can smell a pig inside the room. I used to be a Muslim, man, and I know that's Park over here. Yes, Park. It's definitely Park. I ain't doing shit around this dude, man. You want to do business? You know where to find me. Fuck you, man. Allahu Akbar.
You call me a cop? Come
here.
Come here.
Hey,
strangers
there, sleepyhead.
How long have I been out?
18 hours.
Where am I?
My place. We're off grid. No one's ever found me here. Shame you can't stay longer.
What am I wearing?
Huh? Bikini. We're in the tropics.
How did I get in the bikini?
June, I've been trained to dismantle a bomb in the pitch black with nothing but a safety pin and a junior mitt. I think I could get you in and out of some clothes without looking. I'm not saying that's what I did, but okay.
You have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark. And you will never know it, for they will be from outer space. Many scientists believe that another world is watching us this moment. We once laughed at the horseless carriage, the aeroplane, the telephone, the electric light, vitamins, radio, and even television. And now some of us laugh at outer space. God help us in the future.
It's the same.